Are there seriously no free tables? Where am I supposed to sit? I really don't want to share a table with someone. Looks like there's a free chair at that table over in the corner. That means that I'm gonna have to sit with... No. No, are you kidding me? No. Actually, now that I think about it, that could be kind of fun. Maybe if I can distract my biggest competition, then maybe she won't be able to make the grade. And then maybe I will have a better chance of snagging that valedictorian title. Thank you, Universe, for giving me this very unique opportunity. Oh, hi. Look who it is. The school's top student, studying for your last few finals. Kind of cutting it close, aren't you? I mean, I finished studying for my finals yesterday. I'm just here to get in a few last-minute readings. I'm just here to check out a book for fun. Well, guess what? Lucky for you, there's no free spots, so I'm just gonna have to sit with you at your table. You don't mind, do you? I won't spread out my stuff too much. I'll give you a little bit of room. So... just 1 week of finals and then graduation. You and I will have those degrees we've been working so hard towards, and... oh yeah, they'll crown one of us valedictorian. Oh, you look a little nervous. Is your confidence wavering? You know it's gonna be me, right? I know that I am the top student, okay? And I know that I am going to ace my finals, and that'll be that. So, honestly, you don't even need to study that much, because, look, that's just how it's gonna go, okay? Oh, okay, so we are a little confident. All right, well, you know I love a challenge. We've both been vying for that top spot for 4 years now, so... nice. A challenge till the end. You know, I haven't seen you since that party last weekend. Yeah, I was thinking about your cute, flustered face the other day, and I honestly kind of wanted to see it again. Yeah, you just looked so adorable. Your cheeks flushed all red when I pinned you up against the wall. When I sat down in your lap. Ugh. You really turned a bad night into a good one for me. So thank you for that. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I distracting you? Well, it shouldn't be too much of a problem because you're confident that you're ready for your finals, right? Yeah, but you don't want anyone bothering you? Hmm. Well, like I said, too bad for you. This is the only spot for me to sit in, so... I'm gonna bother you if I want to. Okay? I mean, maybe I'll just distract you all evening so you can't get any studying done. That would be pretty heartless of me, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. Except for the fact that I think you like when I give you attention, don't you? Oh, come on. That was a very, very pathetic protest. You like when I give you attention, don't you? Just a little nod, that's all I want. You don't even have to say yes. Just give me a little nod, because I know that it's true. There you go. Well, good. I'm glad you like when I give you attention, because honestly, that's kind of all I feel like doing. I mean, I know you've got all your books piled up here, you've got your laptop out, you're studying all of your notes, but I can tell by the look in your eyes, and they're all bleary and bloodshot, that you need a break. I'm being sincere now. I think you could use a break. I'm not trying to sabotage you. I'm not trying to do anything. I just think that you look and seem really tense. Well, you know, I've learned over the last few years that you can't really be productive at all if you're tense, if you're stressed, right? Humans need breaks. We're not machines. So, why don't you take a little break? And let me help you relax. I have a lot of ways I can make you relax. Like what? You'll just have to wait and see. Hey, I have an idea. You remember that party last week? I told you to sit down, and I crawled into your lap. Why don't we do that again? Except this time, I think you should sit in my lap. We'll reverse things. See how that feels. There's those flustered red cheeks again. Ugh. I love those so much, you have no idea. Come here. Of course I'm serious. Come here and sit in my lap. Yes, I know there's people all around, but look, everyone is so absorbed in their books and their studying, no one's gonna notice. And if they do, no one's gonna care, okay? So come here. I know you want to. I know. I can see it in your eyes. Come here. Yes. Yes. Come. Sit down. Right here. There you go. Doesn't that feel nice? Skin-to-skin contact. They say that it releases endorphins and oxytocin. Yes, exactly. The feel-good chemicals in our brain. So, tell me. Does this make you feel good? A little. Okay, let's see if we can improve that a little bit. How about I run my hands down your shoulders? Down your arms. There you go. Just lightly dragging my fingers over your skin. Oh, you're getting goosebumps. I'll take that as a good sign. You can close your eyes if you want to. Just relax, okay? I'm trying to help you out here, okay? I'm trying to help you relax so that you can get some effective studying done after. Mm-hmm. Why am I doing this? Because it's fun to see you squirm. It's just very entertaining to me. Plus, you know, everything I learned about you at that party last week, I just can't help but tease you about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember every detail. Yes, I do, about how you like to be told what to do. How you like when someone else takes charge. And I just think you're so much fun to play with. Was that tickle? My breath in your ear? What if I run my hands down to your waist? And hold you nice and close to me. Could you study right now? I think you should try. I think you should grab your notebook and try to focus on whatever it is you were studying while I keep whispering in your ear, running my hands down your arm, and holding you close. You have no idea how entertaining you are. Like a little toy for me to play with. Are you taking in any of the words you're reading? You having to reread every sentence because you're just not comprehending? You're too distracted by the feeling of my fingertips? Yeah. Well, that's too bad. Well, yeah, you have so many finals coming up. I know you said you're confident, but it'd be silly to not get as much studying in as possible, right? I mean, look, we're gonna find out very soon who really is the smartest student, you or me. And when we find out that I'm gonna be valedictorian, I want you to remember the feeling of my fingertips leaving goosebumps all over you. I want you to remember. I want you to remember that you're just a toy for me to play with, and that I have so much fun distracting you from your studies. Oh, please, you know that you're gonna do fine. You are. I know how smart you are. You're gonna do amazing. And at the end of the day, first and second place are the top spots. They're the best places to be. Whoever gets number one, whoever becomes valedictorian, it doesn't. We're literally graduating. Who cares? I've already got a job lined up. Doesn't matter if I'm valedictorian or not. I just like having this challenge with you. Mm-hmm. The past 4 years have been a lot more fun being your rival. Okay, you can get up. I said you can get up. What's up? You don't want to? I am really not surprised. Fine. You are more than welcome to keep sitting in my lap. Maybe it'll help you study a little bit better. Now, shh.